AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today on the Trump administration's push to expand control over independent federal agencies. Lawyers for the administration are defending President Trump's decision to fire Federal Trade Commission member Rebecca Slaughter without cause and are calling on the court to overturn the unanimous 1935 decision in Humphrey's Executor. In Louisiana, state and federal authorities are monitoring online criticism and protests against the New Orleans immigration crackdown. According to law enforcement records reviewed by the Associated Press, authorities are checking message boards around the clock for threats to agents while compiling regular updates on public sentiment surrounding the arrests. Immigration officials say criminal illegal aliens are being targeted, while records show less than one-third of those arrested had criminal records. In other news, China's trade surplus has topped $1 trillion as its exports surge while imports lag behind. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
China's exports returned to growth in November after an unexpected contraction in October, pushing its trade surplus for 2025 past the $1 trillion mark for the first time. Exports climbed 5.9% from a year earlier, while imports rose just under 2%. Customs data also shows that shipments to the U.S. dropped nearly 29% year-on-year. As trade with the U.S. weakens, China is diversifying its export markets throughout Southeast Asia, Africa, Europe, and Latin America, with exports still going strong. Economists generally expect China to meet its economic growth target of around 5% for this year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street ticked modestly higher today ahead of a highly anticipated interest rate decision later this week by the Federal Reserve. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. The Packers overtook the Bears for first place in the NFC North with a 28-21 victory to improve to 9-3-1. Keyshawn Nixon sealed the win by intercepting Caleb Williams in the end zone with 22 seconds left. Aaron Rodgers' Steelers bested Lamar Jackson's Ravens 27-22 to claim the AFC North lead. Colts QB Daniel Jones could be out for the season after suffering a right Achilles tendon injury. College football, unbeaten Indiana claimed the top spot in the college football playoffs 12-team bracket, followed by Ohio State, Georgia, and Texas Tech. NBA, LeBron James' late go-ahead three and 29 points led the Lakers past the 76ers 112-108. Hideki Matsuyama won golf's Hero World Challenge in a playoff, and Jeff Kent was elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. Gethin Coolball, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.